my eyes to the world, the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air.
That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in, because that's what cures, and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come, and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and my goodness, I'm on the East Coast, and it's beginning to feel like we have a little bit of a winter starting, which is a little early. I have a great show tonight. We're really going to find out. We're going to find out about new energy healthcare. And of course,
since most of us say we don't want to ever see a hospital again, or we don't ever want to go to one, or have some dire things happen to us from perhaps things that are made out of chemicals instead of natural products, we are beginning to lean towards different ways of caring for ourselves. Tonight we have Dr. and Mrs. Nikki Lloyd, and he is a chiropractor, and she is going to explain what she does. I know she's a healthcare professional, and they have opened an office near Long Beach, California, and I am very excited to hear them, and they're going to tell us about who they are and what they do. Hi, guys.
Hi, Mrs. Joyce.
Hi, Mrs. Joyce.
So, Nikki and Michael, please tell me about yourself and how in the world you got to Long Beach and opened up this fabulous office.
I'll start with myself. I'm Nikki. I'm an occupational therapist. I've been practicing for 15 years. I graduated from the Medical College of Georgia in Augusta. If you're familiar with the Masters Tournament, that's where it's located. My husband and I, we relocated from Atlanta a year ago. We decided to open up here in California with our office called New Energy Healthcare. As far as my background as an occupational therapist, I deal with the aspect of rehabilitation where I look more at your self-care, your everyday tasks, everything you do from the time you wake up in the morning till the time you go to bed at night. I work with all ages, from babies all the way to geriatrics.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And you mean you deal mainly with recovery if something has happened?
Yes, yes. If someone has gone through a stroke or any psychological life changes, it affects how we do everyday tasks, from working to being able to take a shower, or with kids, being able to play.
Do you have any kind of maintenance program as well for people that may not be sick yet and don't want to be?
Yes, especially if they've noticed some life changes. Maybe they've had more difficulty doing everyday tasks, whether if it's due to arthritis or recent falls, or maybe some issues regarding safety, some preventative measures regarding just things in their environment that could, you know, need some changes or some recommendations towards promoting safety.
Well, good. So tell us the name of your business and the address, and then I want both of you and Michael to say what services you provide.
Okay. Our office is called New Energy Healthcare. We're located in Seal Beach, California. That's a little small beach town in Orange County. We're about 30 and 40 minutes south of Los Angeles downtown. Our address is 550
Pacific Coast Highway.
Oh, neat.
213, and that's in Seal Beach, California.
Great. Mm-hmm. And what services are there, Michael? Tell us some of the services you provide.
We provide chiropractic, and soon we will offer acupuncture and massage. And I wanted to give a little history of myself as well.
I'm a
chiropractor, and I graduated in 2008 from Life University in Atlanta. And shortly after that, I went to work for Dr. Remen Weinberg, and he is actually the only chiropractor in the state of Georgia on a hospital campus. And he mentored me, and I was able to treat patients who were acutely ill. And then in 2011, I went on my own. And in 2017, we decided to move to Southern California. And on October 8th, we opened up New Energy Healthcare in Seal Beach.
That's great. And you were directed to California, as I remembered. It was something that happened from within, right, Michael?
Yes, it was.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we were, I would vacation out here and see my now wife. She was doing a 3-month assignments out here initially.
I remember that.
I would come out here, and I had never been to California. And when I came out here, I loved it. I loved it so much. I couldn't believe the peace that I felt. My soul had peace when I would come here. And we got married in 2016, and we said that we were going to make the move.
And you did.
And we did.
And you brought Mama with you.
Yes, brought Mama with us.
That was wonderful. It really was. It was so wonderful to see you reach for it. I mean, I was on the sidelines here rooting for you, reaching for it, doing it, going through shoulda, woulda, coulda, if, and all of the things that we go through when we manifest.
Thank you.
This is just wonderful. It really is. So what conditions do you treat? Let's give people some ideas.
Yes, I treat, and all chiropractors treat musculoskeletal pain. I treat headaches, neck pain, any joint pain, osteoarthritis, inflammatory arthritis, just multiple conditions, you know, CPDD, gout, which CPDD is pseudo gout, you know, and just a variety of disorders that I treat.
Well, I'm going to give you one. Fibromyalgia.
Yes, we do treat.
Let's talk about that. There are so many people that have it, and that's not really as bad as some of the broken bones or strained backs you have. But let's talk about fibromyalgia, because to me, I know that. Tell me if I'm wrong now. That it's an inflammatory condition of the nerve endings. I have mine in my hips, and my mother had fibromyalgia. First, is it hereditary? And second, what's some of the easier treatments for fibromyalgia?
Yes, you're correct, but I recommend, I have treated many fibromyalgia patients, and they can definitely go to a chiropractor, they can go to physical therapy, but there's no cure for it.
That's right. So you really can't go to physical therapy and have it come off the insurance. So let's talk about chiropractic.
Yeah.
And how that helps it.
See, and you're right. You can't go to physical therapy, because if it's a condition that's chronic, they're not going to continue paying for it.
Correct.
And in this case, there's no cure, but I definitely help the patient stay out of pain, because the pain will exasperate badly at times.
It's very debilitating, and you never know when it's going to hit, because it's the type of thing that goes with the weather. For example, this spring, we would go from 70 degrees to 40 degrees, and then we had a lot of humidity, and that's when it would flare up, Michael.
Yes, I agree. And it's just, it gets worse when seasons are changing. And it gets worse in cold weather. Mm-hmm. So these patients, it's terrible. It's debilitating for the patient. So mm-hmm. The patient's looking for a way out. And they go to they'll go to the medical doctor and they'll get...
An opioid.
Yes, opioids. They'll get scheduled for drugs. They'll give them Oxycontin, Oxycodone.
And this is why we have the epidemic that we have, Michael.
But the problem with that is that the patient, when they're getting these opiates, the body is going to get used to it at a time.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen.
It's going to be addicting.
Yeah, and these drugs are highly addictive, but the patient is, the reason why the patient's increasing the level of the drug, of the schedule for a drug, is because they are not feeling better. So they just continue, and this is the epidemic that America is facing at this current time.
Correct, and of course, we are all here to try to help balance that and slow that down. But yes, Let's talk about the swelling, because I think that's the reason for the pain.
Yes, the inflammation.
Right.
So the inflammation is affecting all of the, as you said, nerve endings, but it's affecting the neuromuscular junction and affecting the actual joint.
So this would have an adjustment, and then what would happen? See if you can describe how the adjustment would help.
Well, see, when the patient is suffering from inflammation within the joints, what you have to do is you're manipulating the joint to provide movement to get that fluid to continuously go back into the venous system. Mm-hmm. So this patient, because what's going to happen is, this inflammation will destroy the joint over time.
Absolutely.
And it's not just seen in this situation. There's so many different diseases that actually have this type of inflammation. But this inflammation will destroy the joint, and the patient will be stuck in with severe inflammatory arthritis, the joints destroyed.
And that's important to say, because fibromyalgia does lead to more chronic and serious illnesses. But fibromyalgia, I don't think people know that about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's why I wanted to stress it. And I think the one word that you said that I resonate to is movement. You have to move.
Yes, yes, they have to move, but the patient is in pain, and they suffer from so much pain and stiffness that they don't want to move. So these patients are exhausted, and they're fatigued because of all this pain. So they feel worn out, wiped out.
Do you think that some slow movement or stretching exercises, or maybe even a little light yoga, would be helpful?
Yeah, I do agree with that. But the patient has to be able to do it. And it depends on the level of the fibromyalgia.
So how can you help a person reduce their pain tolerance to the point of where they can begin to do some movement?
By what I'm going to do to that patient, or for that patient, is manipulate the joints. I'm mm-hmm. going to get this inflammation to decrease, so the patient will be able to have increased their quality of life. I'm going to do stretching exercises on the patient to reduce the inflammation in the body, and and any type of scar tissue that would be there due to this illness.
Right. And now we can shift over. I was just up in New Hampshire, as you know, and my girlfriend is having a knee replacement, her second one. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about what you can do with a knee replacement. Or when I fell down the stairs, I know you helped me with my left shoulder. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. You see, when a patient has a trauma, like a fall down the stairs and they injure their shoulder, or even a patient who has a knee injury,
mm-hmm.
or a car accident, or mm-hmm. anything like that, what happens to this patient, and not many people know this, this patient has a high likelihood of developing premature osteoarthritis or premature degenerative arthritis.
I just want to add something, if I may. Any damaging to the muscles or bone would also give that potential for increase, right?
Yes.
Okay.
This is correct. And the reason for this is when a patient, and this can be even be an athlete, this can happen on, you know, the football field.
Oh, it does happen.
Yes. Yes. And when a patient undergoes trauma, they stimulate these cells in the body to degenerate. So what's happening is the patient who would not have suffered from any type of osteoarthritis after the age of 40 could be 20 years old. And you're seeing, you take films or MRI, and I'm looking at the report or the x-rays or the actual MRI itself, and I'm looking at it and I'm seeing this type of degeneration. I know that this patient has undergone some type of trauma.
Right.
And what happens is, that's why I always tell patients, and they don't, even car accident patients, many people don't know this, and they close out these cases oftentimes so fast, or just even like trauma, they don't want to treat. So what happens is this patient, 6 months, it starts usually around 6 months to maybe even a few years later, will have this excruciating pain in their neck or their shoulder or their knee, and the pain will be so bad that they cannot sleep, they miss work, and they go back in their head and like, why do they have all this pain? And it came from that trauma, whatever it was, that initiated this, because they triggered those cells. And you brought up a good point. You said it's not just the joint. You brought up a good point about mm-hmm. the muscles. Because what happens is the repair process that the body is going to do is lay down scar tissue. And when that scar tissue gets within the joint itself, it restricts the range of motion.
Right, And that's where Nikki comes in, right, Nikki?
Yeah, that's where she comes in.
Yeah, sure.
And that's where the joint has to be manipulated. Because
manipulated means it has to be moved, correct?
It
has to be moved in the right way that's not more damaging, right, Nikki?
Correct.
And so that's where Nikki comes in.
Yes.
But this is a great combination because the spine is our key to life. And you know, the ninth chakra is where the spine and the brain come together.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's where the brain directs the spine on movement of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're all advancing in this this knowledge. And our goal, again, is to try to help with the opioid process because it's so overdone and we don't have to have it overdone. Mm-hmm. We should use it more carefully. So let's talk about the autoimmune diseases.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Autoimmune, many people don't know this as well. Autoimmune diseases have, let me explain what it is.
Mm-hmm.
A patient with an autoimmune disease, their immune system is attacking their body. So the immune system is either attacking an organ, a visceral organ, a deep organ in the body, an organ like the skin that surrounds the body.
Or the gallbladder. That's a common one.
And something that many people don't understand or even associate with autoimmune diseases cause inflammatory arthritis.
And fibromyalgia.
Exactly.
There we go.
Fibromyalgia can be something that came on that's temporary or could be something that's permanent.
Mm-hmm.
And the autoimmune disease will cause a patient oftentimes, like I'll give you an example, like psoriatic arthritis. So the patient has psoriasis, but then now they are suffering from an inflammatory arthritis that's associated with the psoriasis or scleroderma. So now this patient has developed inflammatory arthritis. And when I say inflammatory arthritis, I'm not just saying in the knee. It can be in any joint in the body, or it could be a multiple joint system problem.
So that happens, let me just go slow here. That happens because you have pain. Mm-hmm. And tell me if I'm right, because this is my theory, okay? Mm-hmm. The theory that I have is that I can have pain in my knee and I'm going to be very discomforted, but the arthritis can start in my knuckles of my hands because that's the weakest area of my body at that time.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Is there any way that we can change that or control it, Michael?
Yes. You can control it, but those joints have to be moved. There's something about inflammatory arthritis that people must know. Inflammatory arthritis will destroy the joint. The joint is destroyed by fluid. Fluid will collect in this joint and break the entire joint down. So not only that, there's something else that many people who suffer from, they don't even know they have autoimmune disease, Mrs. Joyce. These patients mm-hmm. suffer from Raynaud's phenomenon. Raynaud's, R-A-Y-N-A-U-D apostrophe S, phenomenon or disease. It's really not a disease because it's associated with actual primary disease, but it's a phenomenon where a patient will first, they wouldn't even know they have an autoimmune disease. What will happen is this patient will start dropping things around the house or dropping things when they go outside when the temperature starts to get a little cool. And they're like, why? They'll say, honey, why am I dropping stuff? I'm not used to dropping stuff. And what's going on is that this patient has an autoimmune disease and is not aware of it, or mm-hmm. is aware of it. And the dropping has to do with a vascularity in the fingers. And it's associated with the autoimmune disease. And these conditions are associated with autoimmune diseases. And these patients suffer from severe joint pain.
How can you bring that into balance?
By bringing it into balance, this patient needs nutrition.
There's your key word. It's what we eat.
What we eat. Exactly. This patient needs chiropractic care on a regular basis, but this patient has to change their lifestyle.
Right. So remember, I worked with Louise Hay, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And her little theme was this, no alcohol, sugar, caffeine, and red meats and processed foods. And I want to talk a little bit about processed foods and Monsanto and all of these foods that are fake foods.
Genetically modified. Yeah.
To see a 4-year-old only want to eat pizza is bothersome to me. I want to know how the 4-year-old learned about pizza in the first place.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm sorry, Mrs. Joyce.
I said because the parents aren't concentrating on nutrition. And I think many people aren't. And I think that's the other half of the opioid dilemma and how you and I here as a team can start to solve it by encouraging people about good nutrition and fresh foods, not to make them feel hopeless that they can't do it, but they can do it.
Foods that are good for the body are foods that are high in vibration. Foods that are high in vibration are vegetables, fruits, foods that are not genetically modified. I think it's so sad that we live in a country we have to put non-GMO on foods.
I think it's wonderful that we do it because we have to know.
Yes, I agree.
But the other thing is the carbohydrates and the sugars. Every cereal has sugar in it, you know. What is in bread? We don't have bread anymore. Michael, I used to make bread. Mm-hmm. Now when I go and I read the label, it's all chemicals.
Yeah, I agree. Not bread.
Mm-hmm. I used to make bread that would make your mouth drool because you could smell bread. But not anymore. You know, it had its wheatness, flour, and whatever.
Yes, people have the key to health, the key to health and optimum health is watching what you eat. And what I meant by saying that I wish we did not live in a country with that we had to put non-GMO, what I'm saying is that we should have never began selling GMO food, you know, genetically modified food. Yeah. And that's what the issue is.
Money.
Yeah. Yes. So we're eating foods to these, you know, when I was a kid, people would say I was husky. I don't even think the word exists today. Husky, if you were a little big. But today, these kids are way bigger than I ever was when I was
a child.
They're obese.
They're more than husky. They're obese.
And it's the foods. Look, those foods are not, they have very little nutrition, if any, that they're eating.
And well, they're finally starting to have teams of women, and I know it's starting here in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. We just had on the news that they have a whole new dietary processing of how they're getting the food to the cafeterias, that it's fresher food, and that it's not going to be all this mac and cheese and pizza stuff.
Foods high in carbohydrates.
High in vegetables and apples and pears and all that.
The macaroni and all those foods are so high in carbohydrates and fats that these kids were gaining tremendous amounts of weight. And if they start life that heavy, 10, 20, 30 years from now, where would they be?
So what we're saying is the patient's education about care for the body, which to me is the temple.
Yes.
Goes beyond your spinal manipulation and Nikki's repair work. So do you have that program for those people at Energy Healthcare?
Yes, we do have it at New Energy Healthcare. We will re-educate the patient on increasing their quality of life, whether that be supplements, exercises, patient education, overall safety. All of those things are done.
Now, Nikki, are you planning on going around to the schools, to the 7th and 8th graders? This is where you would hit between 4th and 7th grade. And talking about how important this is for kids, can you go and talk to the schools?
I would have to get in contact with some of the local therapists that I know that work in the school systems and see what kind of programs that they have in place. I know of one or two therapists that are here in the school systems.
You're working on it. That's great. And you know what you could do is have an after school class. One of those ladies or gentlemen could come and run a class at your location so that you could give the education. It is so desperately needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It is very desperately needed.
So how often should a patient see a chiropractor, Michael?
It is dependent. I never focus on generalizing a patient. I focus on each patient individually. So I give you an example. A patient may have a misalignment. Like you brought up the shoulder. Some patients, they may not have a dislocated shoulder. They have a dislocated shoulder. Oftentimes they'll have to go somewhere else, a surgeon or whatever. But there are misalignments of the shoulder.
Right.
A patient may have had some type of fall or some type of trauma.
Or carried something heavy.
Yep. Patient may just need to be seen once or twice. And then you have a patient who has fibromyalgia, who developed fibromyalgia after a car accident 2 years ago, or was born with it, or had it since they were young. So it just depends. So my focus is on each individual patient and not grouping people together as.
Oh, that's good. So you go with your intuitive awareness.
Yes.
That's very good. You go intuitively with each patient, and each patient is an individual, just like the school kids or adults in other categories. That's good.
Yes, that's what we
I know you said that you were going to add acupuncture. We're getting to the point where we do have to take a break. But what is acupuncture and why is it important?
Acupuncture is very important. And it's the use of small needles along specific points in the human body, which are the meridian lines. These are the energy centers, how energy is transferred throughout the human body. That's what we are. We are energy.
You know what? I liken it to the electrical system in your house. You don't see the wires.
Yes.
That's what it is, right? That's your energy system. So that's your electrical system points, like your switches.
Yes. And it works on the chi in the body, which is the life force of the human body. And it also can be used for pain relief, overall wellness, stress management. But I mainly believe in acupuncture because acupuncture focuses on the life force of the human body.
Well, that's good. And it's helpful, and it brings everything that you're doing in your new location into balance.
Yes, exactly. Balancing the human body and the energy centers is key to health.
It's time to take a break, Michael and Nikki. We are going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to have your contact information and how we can follow you on social media. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We'll be back with Dr. and Mrs. Lloyd right after these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of October 22nd through October 28th, 2018. This week, a full moon and a sun sign change bring several old skeletons out of the closet, as well as some intense emotions. After the sun enters Scorpio on Tuesdays, here are some items that might need to be addressed. It's time to clear away an old passion, heal some old hurtful wounds, recycle items you no longer need, get a physical exam, especially a pap smear and a prostate exam, since Scorpio rules the sexual organs, and most of all, forgive yourself. The Taurus full moon is on Wednesday the 24th. It's anybody's guess as to what comes out of this full moon. It shines its moonlight on crisis, change, and transformation with an intense passion. It is certainly time to let go of anything you no longer need, including pent-up negative emotions such as pride, guilt, blame, and shame. Although this may be easier said than done, you can certainly expect some kind of a shake-up this week. Venus is moving retrograde towards the Sun in Scorpio, and this shines another light on relationships, values, and finance. This energy asks you to go to a deeper level to determine if you are getting what you need and desire, as well as what gets in the way. Remember, this is just not about people in your world, but also your own attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors. On the opposite side of the sky is revolutionary Uranus, connected to the emotional moon. Expect an internal struggle between your emotions, wanting safety, security, and comfort, while the other part of you wants freedom at all costs. As if that isn't enough to deal with, the spiritual destiny nodes are challenged by this full moon, making you feel that you are being pulled apart at the seams. There's a familiar theme from the past 1.5 years, where you must detach from the soap opera of your life or the world in order to determine where your heart is engaged and where it wants to go in a new and different direction. There's a lot of fixed ideas in the sky now, as well as fixed planets, Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, and Aquarius. This is great for persevering through any challenges, but is not the easiest for letting go. So be strong, but not hard-headed, just because that produces more headaches. The intensity eases up as the Sun aligns with Venus, which is still retrograde on Friday.
This is a nice combination of energy and harmony. Early morning people may have noticed over the past several days that Venus has been changing from an evening star to a morning star. Many ancient cultures held the philosophy that she was a more peaceful and harmonious Venus as an evening star, and changes into a more of a warrior star energy as she becomes the morning star. These cultures waited to go to battle until Venus became a morning star. If this folklore is true, it bodes well to get your projects moving. Just be sure to allow flexibility in all your plans, since Venus is still retrograde until November 16th, and then Mercury goes retrograde on that same day, November 16th through December 6th. Regardless, Friday is a very pleasant day to share with others and a great day to throw a Halloween party. Saturday continues to be pleasant under the talkative Gemini moon. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now let's get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and her guests, Michael and Nikki Lord. Beginning on December 7th, 2018, and continuing the first Friday of the month thereafter, Elizabeth Joyce is presenting a new lecture series for your personal spiritual transformation in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. The Power of the Inner Soul, Becoming Masters of the Planet. Elizabeth offers an internal blueprint for accessing the energies of ascension to ensure that you are ahead of the curve. Her spiritual, intuitive, and downloaded messages give an authoritative snapshot of the ongoing inner struggles that we all endure to understand the events that are happening to us, our community, our nation, and the world at large. Each meeting will involve a talk, a meditation, and instructions on how to stay attuned and connected to spirit. By keeping a critical eye on your balance, connection, and awareness, you will be able to go through the coming times in the safe, supportive, and loving atmosphere that you will create for yourself. Come join us as we work on our multidimensional transformation. This is held at the James Laura House, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 18901. Donations are requested to help with the expenses. Please RSVP if you know that you're definitely coming, but walk-ins are always welcome. Please come join us and bring a friend. Together we will work on improving the planet, improving our health, and improving our thought processing so that we can be in a place of love and comfort. So hopefully I'll see you on Friday night, December 7th at 7 o'clock at the James Laura House in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. We will try to record some of these sessions so that you may download them on the website to get the information. Thank you. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new Bright Clearing Formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. Is extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers. And it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8255. 8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce is a perfect gift for any birthday, holiday, or special day. This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it, is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Spills from the sky. Each day, how many small wings learn to fly over and over. Love holds all things near, waiting for each soul to reach beyond.
Elizabeth Joyce, welcome back to Let's Find Out. And that was William Vitalis singing Wave Upon Wave. I just think that's the most beautiful song. Tonight, my guests are Dr. Michael and Nikki Lord, and we are talking about chiropractic energy. We're talking about natural energy. We're talking about adjusting the meridian systems and what we can help with the opioid crisis and with our children. Welcome back, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So here we are. I wanted you to say where your contact information is and social media, and then we'll talk a little bit more.
Okay.
Thank you.
Our contact information, our phone number is 562-753-5100. Our website is www.newenergyhealthcare.com. Our address is 550 Pacific Coast Highway. We're in Suite 213, located in Seal Beach, California, and the zip code is 90740.
And give the phone number to the office one more time.
Okay. It is area code 562-753-5100.
Great. Of course, you know that's just down the road from the Yoganandaji Lake Shrine, which is one of my favorite places.
Oh, yes.
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 The minute you say Pacific Coast Highway, now it might be 40 miles down the road, but that's okay.
that's about right.
That's a wonderful place to send them after they've had their treatment, right?
Of course. We're also on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, good. What's
those? New Energy Healthcare for both.
Great. So, Michael, what do you have to say to the people that are listening before you guys leave?
I would like to say that at New Energy Healthcare, your health is of utmost importance. When you come to our office, we are going to take individual care and over your needs and get you better. It's not just a place where you come and you just go. You're going to come and you're going to have a wonderful experience, and I'm going to educate you, adjust you, and just help you improve your health.
And you enhance the body, mind, and spirit, all three. Because when they are connected, you are dynamite.
Yes. And we also...
What about you, Nikki?
Also, just to kind of continue what my husband was saying, along with the individualized treatment of every patient, we also look at preventative care and education, as we stated earlier, whether it's nutrition or safety in the home environment or just any life changes so that they can deal with their everyday task more effectively. One thing that we definitely wanted to mention was that in the office, along with the chiropractic care and the soon-to-be acupuncture massage, we do offer what we call modalities, which is the electrical stimulation that we do offer with patients to help with pain management and to help with the breaking up of the scar tissue, as we discussed earlier, from trauma.
I want to just say that I have been doing that electrical treatment. I don't know the right name of it. When I fell down the stairs, I had such great pain. And I was calling Michael on the phone all the way from New York all the time. Mm-hmm. Help me, I can't stand it. Well, I started the electrical treatment and my pain is gone. It took some time. It took about 4 months. But I figured that with a little movement, drinking a lot of water, learning what nutrition I could give to my body to strengthen the treatments. You have the treatment, then you have to follow it up with treatment yourself. So there's self-responsibility along with the responsibility of the doctor, and that goes in harmony.
Yes.
Yes, yes. And one more thing that my husband did mention to me, along with the electrical modalities, electrical stimulation, we do offer traction treatment that will enhance the movement that goes along with the chiropractic care so that we can continue to get increased movement of the joints that are troubling the patient.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you for being on Let's Find Out. It's been an honor to have both of you. And I hope in a few months you can come back and tell us what's going on.
Mrs. Joyce, absolutely. Thank you for having us on your
thank
show.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Joyce.
Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, we're going to have Frank St. James, our psychic detective, and you can call in and ask your questions and he will answer them. And now it's time to get ready for our meditation. The song is again by William Vitalis. It's called Moonlight on My Window. Then we're going to hear a covenant, something that I have put together. It's almost like setting a condition. You make a statement and then you follow it. It's called a covenant. You make a covenant with you and your blessed higher self, and that's how you create. And Richard is going to charm us with entering the unknown. We're going to be space beings yet. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next week. Good night. And now it's time to begin the meditation. Please make yourself comfortable. Sit in a straight back chair with your spine straight, or you can lay down on the bed. Please have your legs uncrossed. I'm going to show you tonight how to make a covenant. A covenant is between you and your blessed higher self, or you and the spiritual realms. Once you make a covenant, you really can't go back on it. It's called setting a condition. It works in your body, and it causes whatever you're saying to manifest. So tonight, take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take another deep breath. And release the breath. One more deep breath. Release the breath.
my covenant. I would be true to honor those along my way. I would be pure that I may deeply care. I would be strong and trust in life each passing day. I would be brave, for there is much to dare. I would be free to all that bowed and are friendless. I would be giving and even forget to get. I would be strong before I knew my weaknesses. I would look up, laugh, and love, and live. I will always honor my inner being, my soul, and my spirit. I feel myself light. I feel myself unencumbered. I feel my joy dancing in my heart as I repeat my covenant. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Allow yourself to go deep inside as you now listen to the music of Richard Schulman.